Hey, you guys. You are tuning into the Brand Blueprint with Jasmine Easter. I'm just sitting here. It's a little gloomy in Atlanta right now, which is kind of whack because I don't do good with rain or cold. But I'm just really excited about this episode today because I'm going to get really real and really transparent. So I'm just hoping that, you know, this is as helpful for you that it is for me. And this episode, we're going to talk about the things that no one really told me about running a business and being a new mom. Okay, so a little backstory. When I found out I was pregnant, I was 21 years old. Right now, I'm 24. I had literally just moved into my first apartment, was having like some family things going on, money issues, like basically everything that you could think of was happening all at once. I was like so stressed out, like my skin was like going crazy. I was actually getting like mouth ulcers and all kind of stuff. So I was like super, super stressed out. And I was terrified. Like, it sent me into a depression in a time where I had finally felt like I was figuring out who I was, you know, I was finally like confident in who I was, and like what I did. And so like, I was over that initial shock that had came with breaking the mold when you don't do what it is that your friends and family are expecting you to. And so to kind of like harp on that, you know, I graduated in the top 10% of my class, and I was always like an AP and honor student, always did really well in school. And so like going to college was like the expected thing for me to do. And I dropped out and started my business, and we can do a whole podcast episode on that another day. But basically, you know, I mean, it was all that excitement that comes with starting like a new business. And so, you know, I was in a place where I was pulling a lot of late nights and early mornings, and I was figuring things out, and it was fun and it was exciting to me. You know, I'm doing the thing that I love to do. And so like, I was just feeling on top of the world. And a lot of people, I don't know, it wasn't that I was like scared like about my life changing. Like, a large part of me wasn't upset because I felt like my life was going to change, but a large part of me was upset because I didn't think that I was equipped well enough to bring a life into this world. And not even from a financial standpoint. But I just felt like, you know, I wasn't healed from like generational trauma, and I hadn't produced something that I could like pass down to my kid at the moment, because that's like really important to me. And I didn't know like off bat, like what things I wanted to teach that kid or what exactly to do. And I just knew that these were like big ass shoes to fill, and being a parent. And I just didn't really know how to deal with that. And so on top of that, you know, running a business is hard. So it's so many ups and downs and loopholes. And when you're starting, you're just wearing all of the hats and then some. And I've seen like hella women talk about being a work from home mom, but I was trying to figure out how would that dynamic work out for me. And so the people that I would usually go to about advice in life, like, you know, maybe the women in my family, because at this point I hadn't built a community, which I'm going to tell you later why that's so important. But a lot of the women in my family were not necessarily entrepreneurs. They were working women. So by default, they didn't understand me when I decided to design pretty things on the computer, or how that was going to be a lucrative income for me, especially as a college dropout. So none of the women in my family like breastfed, none of them had worked from home. And so there were just like a lot of obstacles, so to speak, that I had to get my own learning from, as opposed to having some sort of guide. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, so like, I'm not going to lie. On Instagram, you see like all these dope women like killing shit as like a mom. You know, they're up, they're making this shit look easy, like super easy. And I mean, you know, they waking up on the ground with their beat face and their cute outfits and their kids in their cute clothes without stains, and they have super productive days and clean houses. And I'm gonna let y'all know right now, that to me seemed almost impossible, because your boy Amir be turned up, which is my son, almost two, keeping a clean house as a toddler, with a toddler. And so it's like I knew what I was getting into, but I didn't really know what I was getting into. It's just like, okay, I see all these really dope women making it happen, so it has to be possible. And there are some things that I still have not really fully figured out, like this whole being cute and being a mom thing on a daily basis. Your girl ain't mastered that art yet. I'm trying to figure out how, but I just have not mastered that level of fine yet while being a mom, not on a regular basis. Excuse me. Anyway, it just don't happen for me. So now I'm just going to break down, you know, some of the things that I really wish someone would have told me. And maybe, and this would be like my point number three, which is like to create community. Like maybe if I would have reached out to some of those women, you know, instead of just assuming, because I feel like that's like the beauty of social media, is having the ability to reach out and connect with so many different people directly. And maybe, you know, that's what I should have done, and, you know, ask people. But I always had problems with asking for help. And I'm learning now, like being a mom is like, yo, you ain't got no choice anymore. Like, stop playing yourself and get out there. Okay, so the first thing that I wish somebody told me, it is okay to delegate. So look, you're gonna have to give up a level of control in order to make sure that you're able to execute. You know what I'm saying? So like, ideas are cute and all, but like if you can't execute the idea, then there's, you know, there's not really a point. And so this doesn't just include like business things. This really includes anything that can be done by someone else in order to maximize your productivity, right? So that can be a household chores, you know, splitting that between you and your partner, or your roommate, or, you know, whoever you live with, asking a family member if they can watch your kid, enrolling them in daycare, like hiring a nanny. And so I get that it's really, really hard when you have your little one to give up being involved in like every single detail in their life, right? Because when I had Amir, I breastfed him for like the whole first year, and I barely pumped. So basically it was just me and him that whole first year. He didn't, and because I was breastfeeding and because I didn't like pump a lot, he didn't like spend a lot of time with other people. I didn't really have anyone to come and watch him and things of that nature. And I mean, outside of like me pumping a bottle or two, and like, you know, him staying at home with his dad, or going like for a couple of hours with like my mom or like my boyfriend's mom. So it was just like, yeah. But it gets hard sometimes. I've never missed like any like super important detail or like any first for Amir. But if you don't give up a little bit of control, if you do not hire people, or, you know, find someone to help you out with your child, like, it's going to take a toll on you no matter what. You start to forget how to take care of yourself, you know, or maybe even have fun, or even do the things that you know you're really capable of. It literally takes a village. And so you will find much more balance and fullness in your life and your business if you allow the village to help. And that was something that I honestly, it just seemed, it was really hard for me to get. But then when I seen Amir with other people, like with family and with his sitter, because we do have a sitter for Amir. She only comes for 10 hours out of the week. But look, I need every bit counts. So even if it's not like a lot of time, whatever amount of time you can get someone to watch your kid is going to be useful. But I forgot a lot of things. It's like part of the reason I became a hermit and like kind of fell off of social media. It's like I forgot how to interact with people because I was talking to a baby all day. Or, you know, not having the time to really take care of myself or like just relax or journal or like just do something, you know, that allowed me to still be me and like not lose myself or lose my personality in the situation. I know a lot of women don't really talk about that, but that's really, really important. And so the second thing that I want to say is to create systems and processes. Now, I'm not going to lie. I really did not understand what everyone was talking about when they kept saying systems and processes. It just sounded so vague and like extra and concrete and difficult. But like, it's really important for like a couple of things. So the first is your sanity. Two is your productivity. And three, like creating a team if you want to have a business where you create a team eventually. So the more organized you are, the easier it is to create and delegate tasks. So maybe I should have did create systems and processes first, but whatever. It's not really in a certain order, just things I wish I knew. But think about it. If you wanted someone to take over, and I was talking about this like on a client call the other day. If you want someone to take over like your YouTube video creation, right? But you don't have a process for that person to follow. How exactly are they going to make shit happen? And maybe they will make it happen, but it may not be the way that you like it or, you know, the way that you ideally do it. And then there's all this confusion and frustration. So what happens is when you have so many decisions to make in a day, you exert so much energy into executing those decisions. And so you need to make sure you know exactly what tools to use to do the job and the exact steps you need to take in order to make that job happen. So, okay, let's just break it down. Like the easiest way that I can think of for explaining it is like systems are the tools and software that help you execute, right? So as a brand and website designer, my design system includes Adobe Creative Suite, because that's, you know, I use Adobe, Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign to create design files, Google Drive to upload the files for my clients to use, Divi is the website builder that I use on WordPress. And so these are these are the tools that I use in order to create brilliant brands for the women that I work with, right? And so you would think about each system in your business and how like, and what you have to use in order to make those things happen, basically. And so like the processes are the steps to take in your day-to-day business. So like for me, that's like a variety of things. But one of the things, right, is like podcast episodes. So for each podcast episode, you know, there's different things that go into it. You know, I have to outline the episode and then I have to record it and then I have to edit it. And then I have to, you know, create promotional graphics for each episode and then, you know, implement those into the schedule and like schedule those out. So that's like a whole process. And then even for like each branding project, having the process outlined and defined so that there isn't any guessing games. Because let me tell you, back in the days, I used to have like, okay, these are the deliverables and these are the things, right? But it wasn't like, oh, you know, this, and this is why I need to make this happen. Like an outlined detailed process that everyone knew what was going on. But basically, the more you have to think about what you're doing or figure out how to accomplish something, you create all of this space to basically waste time. And you already don't have time to waste even if you weren't a mom. But when you have a kid, you really don't have time for that. So it's really, really important to create like systems and processes. Someone I follow that talks about them in a really dope way is Maya Elias. She has an old blog post on it. And if I can find it, I will link it down in the show notes. But yeah, that's hella important. So the next thing is to create community. Now, I didn't talk about this earlier, and I'm going to talk about it again because creating a community was like one of the best things that I could have done for myself. So like things just really get hard as a mom, sister, friend, girlfriend, business owner, daughter, granddaughter, creative person. You know, you got all these hats to wear and all these in a variety of so many relationships, right? You have all these relationships that you want to maintain, you want to make sure that you're nurturing. And so luckily, like, I've had so many dope women to talk to and connect with. And it really has impacted the way that I operate my business. Like, I'm able to reach out and get such good advice and, like, really awesome, like, perspectives on situations. Like, they help uplift me when I'm feeling super doubtful. And, like, they're always, always, always encouraging me to really take the next steps. So when I started as a designer, I underestimated how powerful it was to connect with like-minded people. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I would connect with people in different industries, but I never necessarily connected with people in my industry. Not saying I believed in like competition over community, because I didn't. I still always like shouted people out or like referred other designers, because I just thought that that was, you know, a dope thing to do. But I really could not imagine my life right now without like my business friends. Shout out to Mia and Micah, because we'd be in the group chat all day, every day, talking about, you know, just bouncing ideas back and forth and encouraging each other, you know, offering support where support's necessary, you know, sharing resources. There's just so much knowledge out there that you can touch. But if you, you know, when you talk to other people in your industry doing something similar to you, or maybe a little differently than you're doing it, you have the opportunity to find out so much more information, and it really does save you a lot of time. And sometimes you need that extra support because they get exactly what you're going through. Whereas like your mom or your sister or your friend, they might not understand what it is that you're doing. They may not understand, you know, why this thing is impacting you in that way. And there's just a million different reasons why you need people in your industry. And the last thing that I would tell myself is to not forget about me. Before I had my son, I was honestly terrible at taking care of myself anyway. My mom used to always tell me that she was just so worried that I worked so much that I didn't live life. I didn't necessarily, as far as like taking care of myself, like, you know, making sure I'm eating regularly. You guys know how easy it is to be working on the computer and just kind of forget to eat because you have so many things going on. Or even like, you know, just drinking enough like fluid or just making sure you're taking the time to take a break and things like that. Like, I just didn't. And so now I'm like, okay, Jasmine, I get it. You know, it's easy to forget about yourself and forget who you are because, you know, you have a million more things on your plate. Like, you're running a business, you're a mom, you're a significant other, you have chores and friends and all that stuff. And by like the end of everything, like the end of the day, like, you're mad tired. You just don't have the energy to pour into you because, you know, you've poured into everyone else. And you're probably going to wake up the next morning and do it all over again. And like, I had to tell myself, like, don't do that. Like, yeah, I let myself go sometimes because it's really easy to fall into that pattern. But don't try to find, like, pockets of time to take care of yourself. Prioritize it. Schedule it. Literally schedule it. Like, I now make my mornings my go-to for my me time. So if I get extra me time, that's super dope. But in the mornings, like, I like to take a shower and exfoliate and moisturize and put on really good perfume because that is something that makes me feel good. I listen to podcasts or music that, you know, really fill my spirit, and I try to journal for at least like 5 minutes. And I don't necessarily vent just about like business things, but I just try to just write whatever comes to my mind, just get out whatever I'm thinking about. And then at the end of every journal post, I like to write at least 3 things that I'm grateful for, no matter how big or how small. So like, that could be like me being grateful to have hot water to take a shower, having lights, having a roof over my head, being able to afford food, being able to afford a sitter, like my friends, my family, like whatever. I just choose like 3 things I'm really grateful for in that moment. And then I go ahead and start my day. Now, sometimes by the time I finish this, like, you know, Amir's already up. And so now it's time for us to like have our time. But just making sure I do at least those basic steps make me feel good when I'm starting the day. I also, because when you work from home, yo, it's so easy to look busted all the time. I try to put on something that isn't just like sweatpants and like a hoodie or like leggings. And if I'm feeling like I'm feeling extra good, then I might do my makeup too. But your good sis, my makeup routine is in shambles now. So basically, I found that making sure I try to get my energy right before starting the day helps me help others, right? Because if your cup is full, if my cup is full, then I can help and pour into other cups. But if my cup is empty, I don't have anything to give. And I know that when, you know, I'm my happiest and when I'm at my peak, I can give the best in each like facet of my life, in my business, in my relationships, and, you know, whatever. So just always making sure that cup is full before you do anything else is super, super important. So that's it, you guys. Send me emails about the things that you've learned about being a business owner and mom. Let me know what you think about this episode via email at hello@jazzmeister.com or on social media at jazzmeister_. Until next time.